Both in trouble. So lighten up, Freddy. Cool it for a few days, you know? I'm gonna be watching you. The girl from the secretarial pool? Send her in.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Miss...
Parker.
Miss Parker.
My friends call me Marilyn.
Yes. would you care to have a seat, Miss Parker?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Marilyn, I have some sales letters to dictate.
Oh, yes, sir.
The first is to Mr. Harold Roberts... Roberts and Company, Munchie, Indiana.
Now, how many copies would you like, sir?
Six.
Did you say six?
What did you think I said?
I thought you said sex.
Miss Parker, I'll have you know that's the farthest thing from my mind. Where were we?
Mr. Harold Roberts, Munchie, Indiana.
That's Muncie, Indiana. There's no such place as Munchie, Indiana. Now, let's continue here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Dear fine, brown, sexy Harold.
Is this
right? Miss Parker... Maybe we'll save time if you work on these letters. And I'll work on these.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, Mr. Johnson. Oh, this table is awful.
Yes.
It wiggles. Oh, how can you work when it wiggles like that?
Yes!
Book?
Anything. It's down there.
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, is it all right?
Fantastic.
You can get up now.
My thumb's caught.
Now, Mr. Johnson, while you're here, would you just look this over for me? I'm terrible at figures.
As far as I can see, everything's perfect.
Now, look, I'm all thumbs.
No, you're not even. I can't fight it any longer. I love you.
Oh, and I love you.
I've always loved you.
Always?
From the moment you stepped through that door, another girl has never crossed my mind.
Oh, Freddy, you just say that.
Well, a guy gotta have something to say.
Now, Freddy, is it true what all your secretaries say about you?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, thank goodness! Oh,
Not now, Mom. Look, this evening we'll have a little dinner, and then we'll go over to my place for a little soft lights and some nice music.
Oh, but I'm on a diet. Can't we skip dinner?
You devil, you. look, we're not going to get to do anything until we get these letters out of the way. So you work on those letters. I'll see you in a little while.
Okay, let's get busy.
You see, Johnson, when you put your mind to it, what a fast worker you are.
Thanks, Johnson.
Howard.
Yeah, how's it going, sweetheart?
I love our new Dodge Polara, but...
Yeah, isn't she a beauty?
But I'm freezing.
Oh, that's the air conditioning. Terrific, ain't it? Terrific air conditioning.
Oh, terrific.
Dodge boys are having a terrific special on factory air conditioning. Guess how much I saved on it? Over 50%. 50% off the sticker price.
My lips are turning blue.
Special package deal. Power steering, automatic transmission, vinyl roof.
I can't move my fingers.
And I got 218 clams off the air conditioning price. Is that terrific?
Oh, but Howard, it's November.
So, who's going to discount it in August?
When you buy a specially equipped Dodge Polaro or Monaco and get air temp air conditioning at more than 50% off the list price, you can't afford not to be Dodge material.
Cold, honey? Open a window. Ha, ha, ha.
We'll be right back with The Flip Side, right after station identification.
Andy welcomes Cass Elliott, The Temptations, Don Ho, and Rosemary Clooney, Saturday night.
Now, you can get the luxury of crystal glasses for your home in lovely midnight crystal from Citgo. You'll get one piece of crystal for just 39 cents with a purchase at any participating Citgo dealer station. Choose from three sizes, 7.5, 11, or 14 ounces. So get the look and the sound of elegance that makes every day a special occasion. Midnight Crystal from Citgo, a nice place to visit.
Jim Hartz with news at 11.
Another cold, honey.
Oh, you look terrible, Harry.
I feel terrible. I've been sneezing and coughing, my throat scratchy. I feel achy and I need some rest.
Take NyQuil.
Vicks NyQuil, nighttime cold medicine, relieves your major cold symptoms for hours. Relieves them so well, it helps you get the rest you need.
I'm lucky to have you, Mildred.
I know.
You got a cold tonight? Put NyQuil to work.
Hello, darling. This is Miss Dolly. Mighty glad you're back where you belong. Oh, you're looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You keep blowing, blowing, just keep blowing strong. I feel the room swaying and the band playing. My old favorite song went back when, yeah. Take off, rap, fellas. Find an empty land, yeah. Darling, never go away. Don't you ever go away. Darling,
I want to say that I didn't come to sing. I came so I could get a closer listen.
Well, Flip, I'd be delighted to try a little harmony with you.
Really?
What do you know?
Well, I know enough not to try a little harmony with you.
Oh, come on now, come on now. I've heard you sing, and you do fine.
Really?
Pick the song you like, and we'll go to town.
Okay, why not do an aria from Puccini's Tosca?
Yeah. Your job's when you say Podasco. You know, I just made that record.
Really?
I'm the doctor, shimmy like my sister Kate.
She shakes like the jelly on a plate. Out on the water, you know, last night. All the boys who gave so nice.
Everybody in my neighborhood. Know that you can chill and it's understood.
I know I'm late, but I'll be up today when I can turn me like my sister
came. I mean, turn me like my sister came.
Hey, I didn't know I could do that.
All right.
Say, Louis, what do you think about the new music scene?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that because I got a whole song about it. At the tables up at Voidland, the place where Dizzy dwells, with those beards and funny hats they love so well. poppers were assembled and run they really high. They constitute all we personnel. All the riffs the cats were making, they were crazy, cool, and calm again. Ooby dooby ooby down, and the rest, yes, let them beat their brains out till their flattened fifths are gone, and they'll pass be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they are poor little cats. Have gone lost by they are poor little sheep. They're gone astray. Ba ba da ba 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 ba. Oh, Dixieland music, they all condemn. But every wrong note those cats play, they think it's a gem. So Lord have mercy on all of them. The devil made me do that. Down, daddy, from Dumas.
What you say?
You ought to see me do my step. I'm a horner from way down on the corner. Gonna strut my stuff. And the body, body, that to death. And I don't forgot the words, but I know the tune. Oh, daddy, from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. Take it, Flip.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. Ooh. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a popcorn popper and a big apple knocker.
All right.
See me strut. When it comes to loving, there's no in-between. There ain't no rod in the world like my Geraldine. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Charlie Kelly.
Good evening and welcome. I'd like to sing a little song, if I may. Straighten up and fly right. Get it out, lady. Don't hold it in. You're going to blow up. We used to have a lady come in. She'd never laugh. She'd sit there. She'd go... She held it in. They took her to a hospital because she wouldn't laugh. They cut her open right here. You know what came out? Ha-ha. I'd like to sing a little song, but I need the help of the whole audience. Would you like to help me? One, two. When I drop my right hand like this, I would like you all to hum. Let's give it a try. We'll do this one for the Gipper. Here we go. Everybody, hum. Let's try it again. Otherwise, in 5 seconds, self-destruct. Here we go. Huh. Arpeggio, quick, before I lose him. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Every heart will melt. Hang on your head, Tom Dooley. Because your tie is caught in your belt.
One right now I would like to introduce to you the very talented Sammy Davis Jr.
I don't wanna be me. I don't wanna be them. I don't wanna be Frankie and Joey and Dean. I'd rather be
Sidney Poitier.
There is one gentleman I dig doing an impression of. Cary Grant, singing. Once upon a time there was a tavern. Why, there we could raise a glass or two. And remember how we laughed away the hours. Why, think of all the great things that we could do. Why, those were the days, my friends. Those were the days. Why, we would laugh and sing forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight, never lose, and you know why? Because we were young and sure to find our way. Fly, die, be, die. Those were the days, my friends, those were the days.
Gravy stain. Looks simple enough, doesn't it? But it isn't simple. It's pretty complicated. There's beef broth, flour, and oil in that gravy. But we built a system of stain removers into Gain. One kind of stain remover for the beef broth, another for the flour, another for the oil. A different kind of stain remover in Gain for each of the different stainers in the stain. Gain, we understand the stain.
I get fewer cavities with a fluorite, but it's more interesting with a white.
Try Gleam 2 with green sparkles. It's got fluoride and brightener.
In this family, we use a fluoride toothpaste. But if a whitener will help get these girls married, I'm all for it.
Gleam 2 with green sparkles. It helps prevent cavities as well as the leading fluoride. Brightens teeth as well as the leading whitener. It's like two toothpastes in one.
Truly wonderful. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Church of What's Happening Now. I'm Reverend Leroy.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, our sermon for today deals with the evils of gambling. Now, it has come to my attention that several members of this congregation have been congregating in the back of a certain barbershop for the purpose of betting on professional football games. Now, don't think you're fooling me into thinking that you're animal lovers when I hear you say how much you like the Rams, the Colts, and the Bears. Now, gambling is evil. It makes no difference whether it's football, poker, or horses. You know why, don't you?
Why?
Because you can lose.
Yeah.
And when you lose, you try to get even.
Yes.
And getting even is vengeance.
Yes.
And vengeance is a sin.
Yes.
And anything that's a sin is evil.
Yes.
The only true reward comes from an honest day's work.
Yes.
From 9 to 5.
be sweeter.
1, 2, 3.
Now I know gambling is evil because once in my life, before I heard the call, I went to the racetrack to bet on a horse. Can I have a shame on you?
Shame!
Woo! I dreamed about that horse the night before. I just knew he couldn't lose. I knew it. Why the heck tell me I knew it?
Yeah, I knew it.
When I walked up to that $2 window, there was an angel standing there.
Angel.
Fine looking angel. And she looked at me. Yes, the angel looked at me. And she said, Leroy, what you doing betting on that horse? Said, get away from that window. And I said, yes, ma'am. That's what I said to the angel. I said, yes, ma'am, and I stepped out of line. No one had not bumped into the devil. Yes, the devil was there. And he was sharp. Had a big Panama hat. Some shades. And a fine-looking broad with him. And the devil said, she's right. That's what the devil told me. Said, she's right. Said, you know you got the winner. Said, that horse can't lose. And you're going to bet a jive $2. And the devil gave me a little nudge. And I found myself floating toward the... I was floating toward the $5 windows. I was just gliding. Now, when I reached the $5 window, there was the angel. And she said, Leroy, can't you take a hint? Said, you just can't resist betting on that horse, can you? And I jumped out of line. And I bumped into the devil again. The devil said, you gonna listen to her or me? Said, you know that horse can't lose. He's 10-1. Devil even gave me the odds. Nobody's all bad. Yes, the devil said, if you bet $5, you're going to win $50. Said, if you bet $50, you're going to win $500. So I dashed. That's what I did. I dashed over to the $50 window. I dashed. I got a shame on you. I bet everything I had, which happened to be exactly $50. Brothers and sisters, the devil and I stood there and watched the race together. We watched it. The devil was looking and I was looking. Coming into the stretch, my horse was 6 lengths in front. Halfway down the stretch, he was still 3 lengths in front. Then from out of nowhere, there came another horse. Horse was moving. You should have seen this horse as he moved. This horse was moving. He was gaining on my horse. But my horse was cool. My horse was very cool. Then 3 steps from the finish line, my horse was still in front. My horse wasn't jiving, he was still in front. Then the other horse shot by him and won the race. Won the race by a nose. And I looked for the devil, he was gone. Then I saw the angel coming toward me. I said, angel, I should have listened to you. And she said, you sure should have, because I had the winner. And now, my friends, I'm pleased to inform you that we have with us today the one and only Brother Satchmo.
Let me tell you one thing, Brother Leroy. Your sermon was a gravel.
Thank you, Brother Satchmo.
I almost cried, man.
Really? Really?
You know that? And I'm telling you one thing. I occasionally make a little bet myself.
Yes! Well, a little bit ain't too bad, Brother Satchmo. That's okay. A little bit.
But what I mean is, if you should run into that angel, send it to me, will you?
I do that. I do that, Brother Satchmo.
Oh. Oh, when the saints marching in, when the saints go marching in.
Truly one.
Yes, I want to be in that number. When the saints go,
Brother Sack, you got it.
Now when the sun begin to shine, oh, sun, begin to shine,
losing your grip? Fresh up quick. Skinny Dip. With new Skinny Dip cologne.
Skinny Dip. Skinny Dip. Makes a girl feel pretty. Skinny Dip.
Skinny Dip cologne. Makes a girl feel pretty. Makes a girl feel pretty.
Beautiful brows, lashes, and shadows. What's the use if your eyes are tired and bloodshot? Start over. Use Visine eye drops before eye makeup. Soothing Visine gets the red out. Beautiful eyes now. Beautiful brows and lashes and shadows without that ugly red. Beautiful eyes start with Visine. Visine gets the red out.
Laura Green, Brother Pat Morita, and of course the one and only Louis Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen.